Joined on the show now by Ben Hayes, who was approved by the Moberly Board of Education as the next boys soccer coach in the district, and certainly has roots with the program, was a part of the first ever class to play all 4 years of soccer at Moberly High School in the mid to late 90s. First of all, Ben, your reaction to being approved as head soccer coach at Moberly High School, what's it mean to you?
It's very exciting. It means a lot to me. Like you said, I was started the program and first class to go all 4 years, so I have a lot of pride in this program. And I'm just very excited to be able to lead this program and hopefully lead it back to where we were then and get into district championships.
It was a tremendous beginning under Chris Miller with the program. Recent years, not quite as much success. So what is your game plan as far as restoring the tradition, as you said?
Definitely start with some of the youth program, get involved with MASA, start building them up from there and getting them involved and getting them to love the game like I do. And then getting our numbers back up. So then, and then just developing them from younger. We have a good young group now. And there's a good eighth grade group coming in. So I think we have a good young core. Plus we have our junior class right now is pretty good. So to help lead us a little bit. So really just kind of develop those young kids and get them to love the game and then just keep playing through high school.
Ben Hayes is a math teacher, has been in the Moberly District for 3 years, was an assistant coach for the Soccer Spartans, and also has been on Court Hagedorn's bench as an assistant coach with the Spartan basketball team. Prior to coming to Moberly, Ben, what other coaching experience and teaching experience have you had?
Well, I started out my career, my first 9 years was at a small high school called Sweet Springs High School. It's about halfway between Columbia and Independence. And I coached a little bit of everything there, some middle school football, junior high, JV girls, basketball. I was varsity girls basketball for 3 years before I left. I was baseball coach for 5 years at one point. After Sweet Springs, my wife and I decided to move to Jeff City, and I taught at Jeff City High School. And I was the freshman girls basketball coach there at Jeff City before I came here.
When you think about coaching your program and maybe some of the traits of a successful program, what would you like to see from your teams?
I definitely need to, we got to put the work in the offseason. That's where you really win games. And that's for any sport, basketball or soccer. We need to put a lot more work in during the summer and during the winter and times like that. Got to get in the weight room. You got to get bigger, stronger, faster is one of the things. Got to get better in shape and all that stuff. And then hopefully we can get into the tactics and getting better touches on the ball and getting them in during the summer a lot more to work on things like that.
By getting this job in April, will you have time to kind of map out a program for the summer and keep the kids busy?
I hope so. I've already kind of mapped out a little bit. Hopefully we can get in the weight room about 3 to 4 times a week, get them on the field a couple times a week and work on those individual skills, get camp for a week sometime in July. Hopefully, I have a rough draft already set up for the summer. I have a meeting set up for the boys tomorrow already, so I can kind of talk to them. And it does help that I already know them, so it won't be as bad of a transition. So they already know me and kind of know how I like things run.
Ben Hayes, my guest, the new boys soccer coach at Moberly High School. For those listening unfamiliar, it was a tremendous early rise for Moberly boys soccer in the mid-90s, 95 the first year when you were a freshman, and then the next year, 1996, you become a public school program in its infancy that made it all the way to the state final four, the state semifinals, and a fourth-place finish. How did it happen so quickly for that team?
MASA got started when I was actually in second grade. So a lot of us had already been playing from second grade on. We just didn't have a high school program until I became a freshman. So really, a lot of us have been playing together. So that kind of helped. Coach Miller was a great coach, and he definitely developed us pretty well, pretty quickly. So yeah, it was crazy how quickly it became how quickly we got there. We really didn't know what was going on. We were so new to it all. But it was a lot of fun, and it's good to know how that feels and what it takes to get to that level. So hopefully I can get our program to that level.
Coach Miller's had great success not only at Moberly but at Southern Boone High School, a Hall of Fame career. Curious, do you stay in touch with him? Do you pick some of what you learned under his tutelage as you take over a program?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we do stay in touch some. I actually attended his Hall of Fame induction this summer, so I saw him this summer. And some of the guys I played with showed up, which was kind of neat. So, yeah, I'll definitely take some of his. I mean, obviously, he's a Hall of Famer for a reason. So some of the stuff that I learned from him and some of the stuff we did, I'll definitely be taking part of that, and I'll probably be reaching out to him with some questions and some advice at some point.
Ben, congratulations on getting the job, and have a good off season in preparation for next fall.
All right. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Ben Hayes, the new boys soccer coach at Moberly High School, my guest.